Previously on Space Above and Beyond.
We got a bandit over the bow.
This has never happened in this war, sir.
A wounded enemy bird.
Now we know where they're from. Let's pay him a hostile visit.
That'll be our Trojan horse.
It's a suicide mission, Commodore.
We're losing her!
We got company. Let's move!
We're gonna get you out of here, I promise. Hang on.
Stay back. Wait. Now! What are you doing?
I ain't leaving.
We're outnumbered. The only way we can save them is to save ourselves first.
All right.
Of an alien fleet.
Be on alert. They may be positioned on the dark side of the planet. Talk to me, Marine Lieutenant Webb. I want to report on that wreckage. Is that a Chig bomber?
We're scanning the debris now. But it'll take time to reassemble.
Sir, we could get jumped at here by the Chigs at any second.
Patience, Lieutenant Grants. We didn't take the risk of coming all this way to leave empty-handed. Did we?
Got it. Stand by for VR reassembly.
Alien bomber extrapolation is up. Screen 2.
Fuselage. Cockpit. Weapons chamber. There's a Huge chunk missing, right here.
Looks like a missile impact.
It's a life pod. We studied the bomber before you did. Apparently we did a better job. There's an escape vehicle in that section, Commodore. And your pilot seemed to have used it.
Tracking us.
Stay with me, you die.
You go on, you find a way out for all of them.
For all of us? Come on, go! That's an order,
Lieutenant.
You've done a very bad thing. What's your name? You can call me Elroy L1327. I was designed as a humor model, a silicate to make you smile. Oh. Now I know you're allowed to tell me your name, and I just hate people who are impolite.
Wang Paul. First Lieutenant, number 948-30-34828.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Wang Paul. 948-34-30-928. I'd like to welcome you to our little penal work facility. Now, I'm sure there's a gag in there somewhere, yes. Sure there is. Well, let me fill you in on what we're up to here, Wang Paul, okay? You're in alien-occupied territory, but I'm sure you knew that, right? Oh, and by the way, they hate when you call them aliens and chigs. Oh. In fact, they call you alien. And a name that translates, well, loosely, into red stink. Creature. It's a little more poetic, of course, when they say it, but your blood smells repugnant to them. But they're a wonderful species, yes, and we AIs get on with them very well. In fact, we run this prison facility for them because the air is just impossible on them. Uh-huh. In return, we get to keep certain raw fuels that are mined. Now that's very fair, wouldn't you say? Yes. They are very, very fair. Kind, caring, just. All the things you carbonites are. Yeah. Right, Wang Paul? Yeah. You know, you invaded their territory first, didn't you? Didn't you? You threatened them first, now, didn't you? Didn't you? And this morning, you murdered innocent lives. Civilian lives. Young lives. Didn't you, Wang Paul? With your insensitive bombing attack. Didn't you? Yeah. Yes. Ah.
choice or chance. Chance or choice. Choice or chance. There's no time. We know a way out. It's dangerous. Another will help us. Be ready. It could be at any time. Just be ready. I love you. Quick, put it back. Put it back. Believe in me.
Back to the life pod. No sign of the cart.
I thought they were going without me.
I followed the road they left by, but I couldn't find where they took them. Time's running out, Colonel. We gotta find them. Come on, sir. You better take it easy.
You gotta move.
There's an AI patrol that direction.
Is that a problem?
Back. He shouldn't have died for nothing. Didn't you come for me?
And they came with me. Not bad, it's just a cut.
I never thought I'd feel your breath on my face again.
I won't leave them. And I can't leave you.
Remember who you are. Who you are. Okay. All-time Chicago Cubs team. First base, Ernie Banks, Mr. Cub. Second base, Rhino, Ryne Sandberg. Lifetime batting average. I can't remember. Shortstop. Shortstop.
That would have to be... Wait, don't tell me. Luis De Jesus. Back-to-back MVPs in 2055 and 2056.
He left for the money. He went to the Mets. He was a traitor.
Yes. See, isn't it so much nicer that we talk rather than hurting each other?
In a while, it'll be us.
As Marines, it's our duty not to cooperate. As friends, we stick together.
That's the problem.
That's the problem with you Carbonites. You meet someone by chance. At school. Work. Just by chance. But then you make it a choice. To bring them into your life. For a night. For a year. For a lifetime. Sometimes you choose to stay with a person so long that right before your eyes, you watch them die. So why wait a lifetime? Our employers have decided one of you is to be executed, and the other will spend their life working in the mine. And they're leaving the choice up to you. Go to hell.
See? It's really not so tough once you set your mind to it.
That's for the old core. What now?
I'm picking up a transmission.
Put it on speaker. And now, with a little tweaking of this AI motherboard, we've got enough power to boost the signal.
5-8. 4 prisoners. 1 hurt.
Localize that transmission.
We triangulated the signal. It's dead center in alien territory, and it's not making any sense. Sailor's rod. Sailor's rod.
That's McQueen. Not enough power left to transmit.
I bet they heard it.
Not even an AI would take that bet, Cooper.
We gotta find the others.
AIs are networked through their modems, so when you reinitialize them, they give up their home location. Near the end of the AI war, I was a POW.
They do, stuff to you.
Frightening how much pain and in vitro a human body can stand. You'd like to believe the body
would break before the will.
I held out 3 days. Then, once when they were doing stuff to me, I heard screaming. It sounded far off, down the hall. I remember thinking, that poor bastard, what must he be going through? Then when I came to, I realized the screams had come from me. Save your last bullet, Hawks.
Why'd you come on this mission? How come you're willing to die for humans?
I could ask you the same question. You're an in vitro, too.
This ain't my idea. Damn judge decided I ought to be a grunt. That's not your story. I mean, most tanks just sat out the AI war. Why would you give your life for a human?
I did it. I do it. For every in vitro who's ever been called a tank or a nipple neck, I do it so no one, human or in vitro, will ever be able to say that all in vitros are lazy or cowards or don't stand for anything. Found him.
We need one more thing.
Cool.
No windows. No vents. Could we bribe them with chocolates and pantyhose? If they pass through this opening,
do that, Wang Paul. Although, look at you. Wow. I really wish I was human. What must what I'm doing to you feel like? What must you be going through? Veins all blue, perspiration, pulse racing. Hey, why are you giving your life for them? This war is being run by a bunch of Harvard white guys. What do you owe them? Are you tired, Wang Po? Are you thirsty? Are you hungry? Would you like a hamburger? I can help you.
Yes. No one else can help you but me. You're ready. I can see it in your eyes.
Outfield. Dawson, Andre. The Hawk. Oh.
Think you'll never crack, huh?
Never.
I'd like you to hear something. It's a playback of a recording. Sound familiar? Oh, well, perhaps you don't recognize it, of course. You were unconscious at the time. But that is you, screaming, Wang Paul. Yes, I've already broken you, haven't I? Huh? Haven't I? Haven't I? Oh. No, it's okay. It's okay. Shh. Shh. Oh. Please, I'm sorry. It was for your own good. Listen, Wang Paul, your boy Elroy will never hurt you again, okay? I promise. Scout's honor. But listen, I want you to do something for me. Right? It's a small thing. It won't take long, I promise. Okay? Will you do that for me?
Yeah, I'll do anything you ask.
Thank you.
It's okay, Vanessa. And here I kind of like it. Sort of reminds me of home. Vanessa. If we can't get out, then it's gonna be me.
No. It's neither.
Look, I joined knowing Marines die. That's what they're here for.
Yeah, so what am I?
If they put you to work, there's a chance of escape. You have a family.
So do you.
Not like you. You have a mother and a father and a man who is just waiting for you to come home. His daughter.
No. I won't let you do it. And you shouldn't let me do it.
We may have no choice.
Now you sound like them.
For once, those things, they made sense. Our families are given to us by chance. But you can't choose for your family not to have you in their lives. I won't let them remove you from your family.
Don't turn. In the shadows behind you, a chig is watching. So maybe that's what they're getting out of this. Our enemy is studying its enemy's loyalty to one another. They're watching how we react. We're hamsters.
Guinea pigs.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, maybe we should give them what they expect.
What is your name?
Wang. Paul. First Lieutenant, 58th Squadron, United States Marine Corps.
And what would you like to tell the people on Earth?
I caused the death of innocent beings.
How?
I violated the chig.
Oh. Careful. Careful.
I killed non-combatants. I dropped bombs on civilian populations. I destroyed the innocent.
Are you guilty of war crimes?
Yes.
And how does what you've done make you feel, Lieutenant?
I feel shame.
Prison. It's about two clicks.
Two clicks?
It's military slang for kilometer.
It's hard to imagine you in the military, just the uniform.
It's the only way to get to you.
The AIs tell us that we lose every battle, that the Chigs are impossible to attack.
It wasn't until yesterday.
How did you bomb them?
How did you know we bombed them?
It was what the prisoners were saying. They said a ship would come for you, for the others. Is that true? You can tell me.
If we didn't return, the Saratoga was to lead a fleet around the far side of the Butterfly Nebula. Interference from the nebula would make it impossible for the Cheeks to track the fleet. They're entering the Sarah's system through the back door.
Then there's no need to go back to the prison. The Marines will get their men.
Stop it. Stop it. I risked my life for you. They risked their lives for you. Don't you understand? You don't understand. She would.
Sir, we have LiDAR contact.
What and where?
Their fleet's emerging from the dark side, sir.
Set general quarters. We'll take some of them with us. You let us out of this.
You know better than that, sir.
Sir, the fleet's heading away from us. Bearing leads them toward the Butterfly Nebula. We must have avoided detection.
This is your window of opportunity, Commodore. It's a straight shot. We don't do it now, we don't know when they'll be back.
Set course for Kazbek. Let's get our people back.
Decisions, decisions. I understand you've made a choice.
And it is to say that you can stick it in any artificial orifice of your choice.
That's not what I heard.
I want to be the one who remains alive, and I'll do whatever it takes to be the one.
In craps, we'd say damn foos bet the don'ts.
I don't buy it. You created that. It's a lie.
No. It's not. What the hell is this? Look, Vanson. You said it yourself. I have a family. I've got somebody waiting for me. I can't believe that you would do this to me. You've shown you're the one who can't be trusted. Pull anything, Brandon pulls the trigger. How can you live with yourself, damn foos?
At least I'll live.
You're Brando, babe.
You're De Niro, girl.
Our enemy is attacking the prison, Wang Paul. They've done a very bad thing. I want to thank you for all you've done for us, and I want you to know
you only hurt the one you love.
Don't kill him.
She's our ticket. Foos.
I don't know, they took him.
Seven. 17 mags to plan to fall. Multiple bogeys bearing 3-9 or AZ-90.
Closing fast, alien bombers.
Battle stations!
There are far more bombers than our intelligence indicated.
Gunners, target the bombers 3 degrees past the highest point of their return arc.
How did you know that? It took us 9 Charno mainframes to extract that information.
All your secrets and intelligence can't take the place of human experience. Take them out of my sky.
Fire mission. Multiple targets, all batteries. Fire at will. Sir,
I want a force recon assault team on planet in 10 mics. I want our people out.
Someone else killed right along with you.
Line, that's in Death Boost! This way, this way! They did not!
I never told it who you were.
God, Nathan. Oh, God.
Colonel.
We'll clean up.
Go! Keep scanning!
When I'm on a battlefield, and I see a human, dead, you can tell. I can feel something is missing. Something unexplainable. It's gone. AIs, they're like the living dead. You can feel they have no souls.
That's how I knew it wasn't her.
You think we'll catch heat because we missed the target?
I think we should prepare to be seen as a disappointment.
Get on board! Get on! Hustle up! Hustle up!
Shuttle 375, clear for arrival, pad 6.
Roger, thank you.
You believed in an act that couldn't be done. You put your lives on the line for that belief and returned with both. Welcome home.
This was yours when you got back. You're a hero. Paul. Paul!
Watch your hands, watch your hands.